Chapter 12. On Board the Hispaniola Again. The next 2 days passed quietly. We knew that there were 6 or 7 mutineers on the island, but we didn't see or hear them. The captain was getting better, but Dr. Livesey said he couldn't get up.
"You mustn't move, Captain," he said. "Now I'm giving the orders."
On the third night after the attack, I decided to go out. I wanted to try and discover where Silver and his men were and what they were doing. I left the stockade and walked down the hill to the beach. There was a full moon, and I saw the Hispaniola in the moonlight. Then I saw that the flag on the ship was a pirate's flag. Perhaps the mutineers were on the ship and not on the island. I sat down behind some trees on the beach. I didn't see anyone on the ship, but perhaps they were all asleep. Then I saw a canoe made from a tree trunk tied to a tree. It must be Ben Gunn's boat, I thought. I decided to go to the Hispaniola. I got into Ben's boat and rowed to the ship. When I arrived, I saw a long rope hanging down into the water. I tied Ben's boat to it and climbed up to the deck. I hid behind some barrels and waited. It was nearly morning, and I didn't see anyone. Then I heard a voice.
"Help me," it called. "Help me."
Now I could see 2 men on the deck. One of them was dead. The other was calling. I walked over to the man. It was Israel Hans.
"Help me," he said again. "Help me."
"Hello, Hans," I said. He stared at me.
"You, Jim? Where did you come from?"
"It's not important," I said. "How many of you are here?"
"I'm the last one," he said. "Please, Jim, get me some rum."
Hans' face was white, and he was trembling. I thought he was dying. I found a bottle of rum and gave it to him.
"Thanks, Jim," he said. "I needed that."
The rum seemed to help him. He looked better, but his leg was hurt, and he couldn't move.
"Tell me, Hans, what happened here? And who's that?" I asked, pointing at the dead man. "That's O'Brien," he said. "I killed him because he attacked me."
"Where is Silver?" I asked. "Where are all the others?"
"On the island. They're going to kill the captain and his men, and you too, Jim Hawkins,"
Israel Hans said. "Why are you on the ship?" I asked.
"We were guarding the ship until they brought the treasure," Hans replied.
"Your plan didn't work, did it?" I said.
I went to the flagpole, pulled down the pirate's flag, and threw it into the sea. Hans didn't say anything, but I knew he was angry.
"That's the end of Captain Long John Silver," I said.
"All right, Jim. All right."
"Now I'm giving the orders," I said.
"All right," Hans said. "What do you want?"
"I want to sail the ship to the north side of the island."
"You're clever, aren't you?" Hans said. "That's where the stockade is."
"That's right."
I didn't trust Hans, but he was a good sailor, and he knew how to sail the ship.
"But not now," I said. "We'll wait until the evening."
"All right, Captain Jim. If you bandage my leg and bring me some food and drink, I'll help you sail the ship."
That day, Hans and I stayed on the ship. I bandaged the deep cut in his leg, brought him some bread and cheese, and made tea for both of us. When it got dark, he gave me instructions, and we sailed the ship to the north side of the island.